We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Monday.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy this beautiful day while it lasts, because tomorrow's going to be freezing cold. 84 for the high today, and then tomorrow's going to become a dyslexic version of today, because we're flip-flopping. 48.
Oh, my gosh.
So, for the high. Like, I mean, I'm not surprised. It's Austin. That's just how it is. I mean, it's weird. It is what it is. I mean,
well, no, it has nothing to do with Austin. There's a big cold front all across the country, so everybody's getting cold weather tomorrow.
Is it going to be really that cold, though? I never believe the weather.
48, bro, yes, it's going to be awful. All right, it's Monday. We're back in the game. Quickly, let's get a recap of our weekends. Alex Franco.
My birthday passed. I spent it in New Orleans over the weekend, and the only thing that I'm upset about the weekend was losing a $200 pair of sunglasses. I left them in an Uber or at a bar. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But they're gone.
But you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, all day long. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I started at 11 a.m. and responsible. I mean, that's just what you do there.
By the way, I was just looking through my glove box and I found a pair of sunglasses, and I'm like, I think these are Alex's.
Yes.
So I got you. I got your back, bro.
Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for my backup pair, and
I have them.
Okay, the tortoise Wayfarer Ray-Ban.
I've
okay,
got them.
Perfect. And then thank
there
you.
There you go.
Look
welcome.
At you looking out for me. So I don't have to buy a new pair for a while.
Sarah, woo! Did you pour one out over the passing of 21-year-old Juice WRLD?
I did not. My stepdaughters are very sad. I went to soccer games all weekend, literally, and I went to an ugly Christmas sweater party. But I did go buy a new sweatshirt with little kittens, puff paint, and reindeers on it for my ugly Christmas sweater party.
Oh, you made it?
No, I went and bought
it. She went and bought it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where is this? Is this like a neighborhood thing?
No, friends of mine always every year for the past 5 years have thrown a holiday party where they have a contest for the ugliest Christmas sweater.
How did you fare?
I did not get in the final five.
How many people were at this party?
Oh, a lot. And the prize was a shot of Fireball whiskey.
That's it?
A hot pink little mini Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And then there was something else. Oh, a really cool like Christmas hat that moved that looked like the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
You realize if you didn't buy the sweater, I mean, the prize is not worth the sweater.
Right.
Oh, yes, it is, because you get to keep the trophy all year and then you bring it back the next year.
Oh, you get a trophy.
Yeah.
And then you have to give it up?
Yeah.
Oh, and you give it to the new person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
I could sum up my weekend in one word: chicken. I ate a lot of
Did
chicken.
You?
Yeah, I'm on
I'm
this
so
new
plan.
Well,
oh.
I'm trying to
healthy
lose weight.
Chicken.
Yeah, well, I mean, well,
is it
yeah,
all chicken
yeah,
healthy?
Was it?
Well,
not Lucy's.
I was gonna say Lucy's. You went to Popeyes and had a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm on this new diet plan. I'm not going to say plan. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle adjustment. It's a good term.
I like that.
Just made that up. And
whatever makes you feel better?
Well, you know, here we are 9 days into the month of December, and I've not had a drop of alcohol in
That's
9 days.
Good for you. I had enough for you in New Orleans, so you're
yeah,
good.
Thank you.
How's that feel? Doesn't it feel good to wake up in the morning?
You know what feels good? I still have my sunglasses. So there's that.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
There's a couple of Grand Rapids, Michigan named Andrea Melvin and David Eaton, and they have been fostering a 5-year-old boy named Michael for a while now, and their adoption finally went through last Thursday. Now they're going viral because of the sizable cheering section Michael had in court. He's really popular at school and wanted his friends there to see him get adopted.
Oh.
So his kindergarten teacher organized a field trip and his entire class showed up for it.
It's awesome.
A few kids even stood up in court and talked about how much they love him. And when the adoption went through, they all cheered.
Oh, so
oh my gosh.
Andrea and David talked to a reporter about how much joy Michael's brought to their lives. And Michael couldn't stop talking about how much he loves him, too.
Today is an extraordinary day here at the Kent County Courthouse. It is adoption day. Welcome to the courthouse.
My name is Damon, and Michael's my best friend.
My name is Lily, and I love Michael.
and I'm so pleased to make this official and sign this as the order of the court.
Look at him.
So cute.
That is so, I mean, again, teacher going above and beyond. I mean, they should get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
100%. I love the picture of Chase from Paw Patrol sitting on the judge's desk.
Oh, that's funny.
Text HAPPY so you can see this story. HAPPY to 51993. We hope you have a happy day. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Disney does not have enough baby Yodas for the holiday season.
Aww. Yeah.
They said to meet demand, they'll be painting sweatshop workers green.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that JD from South Austin makes $78,000 a year as a truck driver. On the phone with us now is Anthony, who lives in North Austin.
Hey,
Anthony,
hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. All right, Anthony is an executive chef. This is going to be fun. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Anthony, ask you a bunch of questions. And when we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back and we'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. You ready?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock right now. Anthony. With the name Anthony, it makes me feel like you are an Italian chef. What kind of restaurant are you in? Is it a locally owned restaurant or is it a chain?
No, it's a corporate chain.
How long have you been an executive chef?
I've been an executive chef for about 3 years. I've been a chef for 7.
Oh.
Do you guys have lunch and dinner service and breakfast or just one?
Lunch, dinner, and brunch.
Okay, lunch, dinner.
Oh.
Is it a fine dining establishment?
No, it's actually fast casual.
Fast casual, okay. So it's like the same types of food every single day. You're making the same thing. There's no like specials of the day?
So we do specials every week.
Specials every week.
And is the food fresh or is it like brought in and you reheat it and you're kind of like looking over everything?
Good question.
I don't know. We make all of our food. It's almost like a scratch kitchen.
Scratch kitchen?
Oh.
Are you mandated with the menu? Ah, last question. Or are you able to take liberties?
We get to take liberties with the specials of the week, but with the rest of the menu, it's kind of mandated.
Off the record, what's your goal, your ultimate goal?
Ooh, good question.
Do you want to open up your own restaurant?
At some point, yes, I do want to open up my own restaurant.
What would it be? Like, what kind of food would it be?
Italian!
He's going!
I'm born and raised in Italy, but actually, I want to open up my own steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
Okay.
With pasta!
I've been on the cooking channel. I've been on the Food Network for my steaks. So that's kind of something I want to pursue.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Okay, real quick. What's the key to making a perfect steak as a home cook?
Ooh, good question.
Actually, the most important thing, actually the two most important things. First one is the seasoning.
Okay, I use just salt and pepper.
Throw a little bit of paprika in there. Trust me, it changes everything.
Paprika?
Yep.
That's the game changer.
It honestly is.
All right, now at home, and I'm sorry, but this is very important. At home, when you're making a steak, do you do the grill? Do you do the skillet? Or do you do the oven?
Cast iron, get that good sear.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have your oven at like 350. You're just going to throw it in the oven for about 10 minutes after you get that perfect sear.
5 per side.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm so excited about this. Text your guess. How much do you think Chef Anthony makes for a living? To 51993. I guarantee Alex will use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you, okay? Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when Anthony shares his salary.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
A dog in England started a house fire after he jumped up on the counter and accidentally turned on the microwave. Okay, but if it was such an accident, how come the microwave had a cat in it?
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Anthony.
Hi.
From Sicily. No, actually, North Austin. Anthony is an executive chef. What else did we learn, Sarah?
We learned that he works for a corporate chain. He has been there 3 years as the executive chef. They do lunch, dinner, and brunch. It's fast casual, but they do have specials every week, which they do have liberties with. It's all pretty much a scratch kitchen. If he could open up his own restaurant, it would be a steak restaurant. And the two game changers is paprika and the sear, and then in the oven for 350 degrees for 10 minutes, but you flip it in the middle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's start off with our guesses. Alex.
Lori in Maine are sending a text saying that he makes $32,000, which I find very low.
Yeah.
Kristen in South Austin, she's going really high. She says $127,000.
No.
I mean, that's like fancy chef. And Paul in Lakeway says that Chef Anthony makes $60,000 a year. He said he would have said 50, but the fact that he's been on cooking shows made him add an extra $10,000. I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay, Sarah?
$45,000.
Really? Going low.
I am.
Poor Chef Anthony.
I don't think that chefs make as much money as they should. It's a hard life. Long hours standing on your feet.
Okay, so you say 45. Alex says 60, but I'm going to go 52,000.
Huh.
All right, 52.
It's right in the middle.
Right smack dab in the middle. We've reached that point of the conversation. Anthony from North Austin. Let's do this. Oh, I'm so excited. What is that number? How much are you making every year?
58,000.
Oh! Yes!
So Paul was right there at 60,000.
That's good.
That
was
awesome.
Alex, you're the closest.
Look at that. Thank you, Paul and Lakeway.
Mm. Now, what if you are an executive chef of your own restaurant? What do you think those guys make?
I mean, if it's your own restaurant, you want the restaurant to make more money, so you're going to cut your budget down a little bit on yourself.
Oh, wow.
Look
so even
you.
Less money.
Yeah, so you're probably going to give yourself about 50 somewhere in that range. That way more fixed the restaurant.
It's a tough job.
Right.
Yeah.
Long hours, a lot of work, a lot of stress, not enough money. All right, well, thanks for keeping us fed. Thanks for the steak tips.
Yeah.
Just the tips. All right, Share Your Salary works because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, will you? 512-643-5947. Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
The Jonas Brothers were in town at the Frank Irwin Center on Saturday night. And, of course, when you come to Austin, you don't want to just sit in your hotel and wait for the show to start. You want to go out and enjoy.
It'd
be great if you had a tour guide. Well, in the case of Joe Jonas, he had probably the best UT tour guide you can have, and that is Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I was guessing. I was thinking Coach, Tom Herman. Okay, even better.
Well, he's the Austin ambassador. He's also the Minister of Culture.
That's his job, kind of.
So, on Saturday, Matthew McConaughey took around Joe Jonas and his wife, Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, around UT campus.
So awesome.
And the tweets were spectacular of people who caught pictures and videos. In the 4 months I've been at UT, one person wrote, I've been arm's distance away from Matthew McConaughey, David Dobrik, Jimmy Fallon, and now Joe Jonas.
Yes.
Someone else tweeted, I will never get tired of saying this, but my school is better than yours.
I think it's so cool that Sophie Turner showed up, and Sean Mack, our afternoon guy, was actually kind of close to her at the show, and he said she stayed the entire concert and sang along to all the songs. He was like, she loves her some Joe Jonas.
That's good. Well, meanwhile, Nick's other half, Priyanka Chopra, was not in town.
Ooh.
Because she was attending the Marrakesh International Film Festival,
all
where
right.
she received a tribute recognizing her outstanding contribution to cinema over a 20-year career. She became the first actor to receive this recognition in front of 30,000 people.
We'll give her a pass for that.
Yeah, kind of sucks that Nick can't be there to support her, though. This is like huge deal for
her. I know.
Her.
Any guesses who the top earning musician of 2019 was?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anyone else?
She had an album out this year.
$185 million is what she made, followed by Kanye West, $150 million, which is very funny that Kanye West like came second to her. How do you think Kanye feels
about
that?
Well, he should have been first.
Followed by, in third place, Ed Sheeran with $110 million. Now, on this top 10 list, there's one notable that I want to bring up. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce, both earned $81 million. did number six, and they tied. Is that because what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, or the whole husband and wife, like, they,
it's interesting.
It's equal parts?
Probably just a coincidence.
I think it's got to be a coincidence.
They both earned $81 million together.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm having to think that it's because they're husband and wife. Right?
No, because you earn that money individually.
Yeah, they're two separate entities.
All right. And then coming in number eight is Drake at $75 million.
Wow.
Not bad. Taylor Swift, congratulations.
The bowl games were announced yesterday, and the Texas Longhorns will play the Utah Utes in the Valero Alamo Bowl. The game is scheduled for December 31st at the Alamo Dome, and you can get tickets at alamobowl.com. We're not the only Texas team, though, that is going to a bowl game. Baylor is playing Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. I was like, oh, good for them. I was like real happy for Baylor for getting such a great game. Texas A&M finished the 2019 season with a 7-5 overall record. They will play Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl.
McConaughey played tour guide to Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner over the weekend during their stop at the Frank Irwin Center. Taylor Swift is the top earning musician of the year, and Texas, even after that disappointing football season, will still face Utah in the Alamo Bowl. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Alex, Sarah, I cannot wait to tell you about this. There is a show on Netflix that is so cool. I don't even know if I would call it a show. It's like a docu-series. It's only four episodes, but it's called The Movies That Made Us.
Ooh.
And it is so cool. They have four iconic movies: Dirty Dancing, Home Alone, Ghostbusters, and Die Hard.
Okay. All great ones.
And they dig into what it took to make that movie. It started with Home Alone because we watched that on Thanksgiving. So then we watched the show, The Movies That Made Us, and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff about Home Alone, because they interview everyone that is responsible for making the movie. And what I found out was that they found a house, but they couldn't shoot inside the house. So they built a house in a school gymnasium.
Oh, wow.
And the entire set was inside a school gymnasium.
So it's just the front of the house that they use for the movie, but
that's
all
it.
The inside shots were at a gym at a school down the street or wherever.
Yep. And the house was in Lake Forest, Illinois, correct? They
in
mentioned
Chicago,
that?
Yeah, right.
It's outside Chicago in the suburb of Lake Forest.
Right.
Yeah.
And they used the house for the exterior shots, but the interior was done at the school gym.
Interesting.
And there is a part where he is walking through the basement and it's flooded. You remember that part?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Wet bandits.
Well, they knew. That's
Sarah.
Right. They knew that if they were to do that there would be some major leaking. So they built the basement in a swimming pool.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
So then I was like, well, I got to watch Die Hard now because
oh, yeah.
Die Hard is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Another Christmas movie your son loves, right?
Another Christmas movie. I found out a lot of really interesting things about that as well. For instance, in the movie, John McClane is walking around barefoot.
Right.
Over a lot of shards of glass.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to risk anything happening to him. He wore fake rubber feet, which you can actually see if you look hard enough.
Oh my gosh, I gotta go to YouTube right now.
I know.
Text feet to 51993. We'll send you the video.
Oh, even easier.
There's a shot where he falls and his pants come up, and you can actually see the outline of the top of the rubber fake feet.
That is hilarious.
So I found some other shocking behind the scenes facts from Christmas movies.
Okay, cool.
Okay, because Die Hard to me is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna go through and find another Christmas movie like Elf, which is my wife's favorite. The shower scene in Elf was not in the original script. It was added after director Jon Favreau learned that Zooey Deschanel was a good singer.
Oh wow.
Also, the fight between Will Ferrell and the fake Santa could only be done once because a department store Christmas decoration took weeks to make. They're like, you better get a ride,
that's
guys.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
In A Christmas Story, Flick's tongue was suctioned by a hidden vacuum to make it look like it was stuck on the pole.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
Before Jim Carrey got the lead in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Eddie Murphy and Jack Nicholson were considered for the part.
Oh my gosh. Both would have been great options.
Yeah.
It just would have been different.
It's a Wonderful Life, a Christmas staple, was shot in the summer of 1946. And sometimes they had to shut down production because of the heat. It was too hot.
Oh, so
they shut down production. Emma Thompson wore a fat suit in Love Actually.
Really? She didn't even look fat. that?
I know. I actually saw that one out of all the ones you said.
Disney had a strict policy against hiring ex-cons, but they made an exception so that Tim Allen could star in The Santa Claus in 1994 and then again in Toy Story the following year.
Thank goodness, because that is one of my top three favorite Christmas movies, and I love him in that so much.
Tim Allen went to jail?
Yeah, he was a big drug dealer.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure it was cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah. Google that, Sarah, but I'm almost positive. So, Toy Story, The Santa Claus, and The Santa Claus 2. Tim stayed in character around the child actors because some of them believed he really was Santa in The Santa Claus 2.
All right, here we go. Tim Allen was arrested for possession of cocaine at an airport in Michigan and then pled guilty to drug trafficking.
Yes, he
was
a trafficker.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So one might speculate whether or not that was real snow in The Santa Claus.
Clearly different sacks we're talking about.
Right. And finally, back to Home Alone, which started this whole conversation. The photo of Buzz's girlfriend is actually a picture of a boy in a wig.
Oh, really? Then he goes, whoa, Buzz is a girlfriend, woof.
Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
His current record is 1,295 wins with just 117 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Braden. Braden lives in Killeen, makes the commute to Austin where he works in IT. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Beast,
Hooker!
What's up? What's up, man?
What's going on?
We're
going
to play right now, okay? It's a little pop culture trivia game for this Monday morning. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah's about to ask you five questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the same five. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
All right.
I'm going to leave right now. Good luck.
All right. Braden, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Sesame Street's legend Carol Spinney passed away yesterday. He was 85 years old, and he was the man behind both Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. Was Big Bird a parrot, a canary, or a cockatoo?
Canary.
Okay. Rolling Stone has a list of the top search songs of 2019, and the top three are Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Truth Hurts by Lizzo, and Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, and what country singer?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
A list of the worst movies in 2019 include The Goldfinch, Glass, and Last Christmas. Also on it is The Lion King, which they say is a photorealistic ripoff of Disney's 1994 animated classic. Who directed The Lion King? Hint, he was also behind Iron Man.
Oh, man, that's horrible. I don't know that one.
Okay. The first trailer for Wonder Woman 1984 is out. Wonder Woman is a princess of the what? Hint, we order packages from here daily.
Amazon's. The Amazon's.
And finally, Nicole Polizzo, Alex, a.k.a. what, is done with Jersey Shore because she wants to spend more time with her family.
I'm sorry, question?
Nicole Polizzo, I think I'm saying her last name wrong, or right, a.k.a. what does she go as on the Jersey Shore, is quitting because she wants to spend more time with her family.
Man, I've never watched Jersey Shore, but Snooki.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey!
How do you do?
4 out of 5. One of them he guessed.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. It's a Monday, man. Good.
You
All
ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Sesame Street legend Carol Spinney passed away yesterday. He was 85 years old. He was the man behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. Big Bird, was he a parrot, canary, or a cockatoo?
Come on. Parrot. Well, he certainly wasn't a parrot. I'll get it because he's yellow. He's a canary. But he's the biggest damn canary I've ever seen in my life. Not that I'm a canary expert, but canary.
Yes, that is correct. He is a canary. Rolling Stone has a list of the top songs of 2019. The top three are Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Truth Hurts by Lizzo, and Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, and what country singer?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yep. A list of the worst movies of 2019 include The Goldfinch, which is a bummer. The book was so good. Glass and Last Christmas. The Lion King also on that list. They say it's a photorealistic ripoff of Disney's 1994 animated classic. It was directed by whom? He also directed Iron Man.
Jon Favreau, but... Yep. Yeah, it's exactly what it was. It was a ripoff, an exact ripoff, but beautifully done. It was absolutely perfection.
I liked it. It said it's a corporate product minus heart, soul, and any hint of originality.
Oh, my gosh. That's what all these remakes are. Stop it. It was beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
The first trailer for Wonder Woman, 1984, is out. She is the princess of the what?
Amazon.
Yeah. I was going to say, we order packages from here daily.
We do.
And finally, Nicole Polizzi, a.k.a. Blank, is done with Jersey Shore because she wants to spend more time with her family.
Snooki. Yeah. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, Snooki.
Snooki, 5 out of 5.
All right. Well, there you go.
Man.
Braden, thank you very much for playing.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Braden from Clean, and I can't beat Booker.
And Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The wife of John Schnattner, the founder of Papa John's, has filed for divorce because marriage is a lot like Papa John's pizza. It only seems like a good idea when you're drunk and alone.
Getting ghosted after what you thought was a really good date sucks, right?
Yes.
Because you need answers. We need answers. We can handle the truth, Jack Nicholson.
Sometimes.
Right. So we're here to help. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Drew.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Good morning. So tell us about the date you went on with Kelly.
So we met on Tinder, as one does, and we hit it off on our date, and I invited her to this charity thing that I have this weekend. It's kind of like a dress-up fancy affair, and at first she said yes, and then she said maybe, and she just keeps changing her mind, and it's getting close, and I'm going to have to ask someone else if she can't go, but also, I don't know why she keeps changing her mind.
Right. Speculation, A, she's not sure whether she likes you or not, and B, she's not sure if she has something else it might be better.
Or it's just hard to find a dress for those things.
Doesn't every woman have a go-to dress in her closet?
It depends on how fancy the event is.
Oh, good point.
Well, let's call Kelly and see what she says, all right? Drew, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly?
Yeah, this is Kelly. Who's this?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, you're on the radio, Mix 94.7. Good morning. I don't want to scare you or anything. I just want to tell you why we're calling. This is a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I also have Drew on.
Hey, Kelly.
So, listen, we're not trying to ambush you or anything, but we thought we would help out Drew because he's saying that you've been a little bit up and down with giving him an answer about this weekend. He said that you're awesome and had a great date with you, but now you're like, oh, I don't know if I can go or not. Yeah, I can go. No, I can't.
Hi. Okay. I don't. Okay. So,
did you not have a good time on the date with Drew?
Well, I sort of feel like he was rude on the date. Like at first, I kind of let it go, but I don't know. The more I talk to people, the more they're telling me not to let it go. So, So he had an AirPod in one ear the whole date, and I don't know if he was listening to music or if it was just there. And then at first I thought, okay, well, maybe he forgot that it was in his ear. But then he never took it out. Like, he even tried to kiss me with it in. And so all I could think about was, like, would he have kept it in if we were hooking up?
Dude.
And so I don't know. Like, some friends have, said, oh, no, that's just how the world is these days. But, they don't have one in their ear. And, some friends are like, oh, it's like an AirPod in one ear. It's like having sunglasses on your head. But, I feel like it's rude. I don't know. I went back and forth on the second date, and now I just think maybe I should just pass because, I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, that's how it is. But, that's not how it is.
I was at Lowe's last night, and a dude had one in his ear, and then, the cashier was talking to him, and then he, turned his other ear. Rather than taking it out, he turned his other ear to hear what she was saying.
Yeah.
But by the way, side note, let me know the secret of what this guy was doing on his date of keeping it in the whole time because I can keep mine in for, 2 minutes, and then it just slides out. Yes!
Some ears are better adapted for this. Okay. Wait a minute. I thought it was a two-ear thing.
It is.
Oh, okay. So he's a one-ear guy.
It's just something that you just do, man.
Drew?
Yeah.
What's up with the one-ear AirPod?
It's just, like, convenient. And honestly, Kelly, I have to say, I have no intention of being rude to you. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to anything. It was silent. I wasn't listening to music or anything.
Would you just always have it in or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I always have it in. Like, I sleep with it, too.
What?
You sleep with it?
Hey, I try to sleep with mine, too, but they fall out, like, when I sleep.
You sleep with it?
Bro, you and I shared a room one time. Remember you found mine on the floor? I was like, where's my AirPod? I lost it in my sleep. Remember when we were in Chicago?
Oh, we were sharing a hotel room.
That's right.
No.
Yeah. Were you sharing?
No, it was a work event, and we had to split a hotel room.
That's funny.
No, I believe the guy. I mean,
Kelly,
it's not rude.
He did not even realize it. Maybe you should have said something like, hey, you know what, the AirPod. What's it called? AirPod?
Get with the times, Booker.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on.
You know, the AirPod is kind of bothering me. I don't mean to be rude.
That's like a real hard thing to call somebody out that you don't know on a first date.
Is it?
Hey, would love to continue the date, but can you do this first? No.
So make a funny joke about it.
Would you?
Be like, hey, you expecting a call?
Yeah, no, it was just weird. I was like, I couldn't even believe that this was happening. Like, I just was kind of like, does he still have it in his ear? It was so weird. And then, like, you think of those, like, movies and stuff where somebody's, like, telling you what to say. But what he was saying wasn't even that awesome, so no one was telling him what to say or whatever. And then, like, now that I know that, like, he sleeps with it in, like, I don't know. He'll always have an excuse to only half listen. Like, I just think about, like, when I've been on a plane, I put my headphones on because I don't want anyone to talk to me, right?
Yeah.
It just was too weird. I don't know. Like, I'm sure somebody else who also has, like, an AirPod or what, like, I hope someone else out there has the same issue for him, because then they'll be perfect.
So, Kelly, to be fair, Drew said that he would, well, I think you said that you would be willing to take it out to go out with her again, right?
No, but I would be.
Oh, okay.
I would be, Kelly, I would totally be willing to not have it on a date. Like, I would just not have
but
it.
You said you keep it in, he said he keeps it in all the time. Like, if that's just his thing. Like, we're just different people.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
But he just said that he would be willing to take it out.
Yeah, but what, one time?
That's like people saying, I'm a smoker, but I won't smoke a cigarette for an hour when I'm with you.
I can't believe this conversation we're having. Like, this is, I can't believe it's over the AirPod.
This is so 2019. Wow, we're so
this
hip.
This is great.
All right, well, I guess this is going to be a no-go, Drew, but at least you know. Kelly, thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
Seems like Drew's a really, really nice guy. It's just a shame that you're not going to go out with him just because he likes his AirPod.
Well, he likes to be having something else, like, in his ear besides the person he's with.
Yeah, so. I get it. Okay.
There's that. Yeah.
Well, there you go, Drew.
All right. Well,
hey, Drew, there you go, Drew.
Oh, I get it. Like, you can't hear him because you have his AirPod. Yeah.
No, I have it in right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.